This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Look at the case of Musa alayhi salam. Well, this is real life stories. Musa alayhi salam in front of the sea. Fir'aun is behind him. And Bani Israel, 600,000 of them are with Musa. And they're all screaming, Inna la mudrakun. These are people that don't know Allah. The one who doesn't know Allah would scream at the time of calamity. He'll be running left and right, not knowing what to do. Inna la mudrakun. Bani Israel are saying, Khalas, we're gone, we're finished. Fir'aun will grab us right now, any second, any moment. Musa alayhi salam, amidst all this chaos, is standing firm and strong. Bani Israel, as though they're amazed. Why Musa is standing like this? He's not phased, he's not moving, he's not worried or scared. Why? Yani, you can just imagine. They probably want to go to Musa and say, Musa, do you have an atomic bomb ready for us? To deploy it and send it on Fir'aun and there's something down the plans? Or Allah, do you have some money or some gold you're going to give him and as a result we're going to be freed from him? Musa alayhi salam has something stronger than an atomic bomb. Has something more important than money and gold and everything that is on earth. Has something stronger than an army of men with swords and weapons and whatever it is. He has on his side the one who controls the sword in the hands of Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun. And that is Allah. He said to his people, Kalla inna ma'ya Rabbi, sayahdeen. The one who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't fear anything. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could solve any problem he has in life. The only one who knows Allah azza wa jal knows that there isn't a problem on earth except that it can be solved by Allah azza wa jal. And that there is no harm except that Allah can protect me from it, subhanahu wa ta'ala.